This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, if your internet connection is a bit slow, this could be music to your ears. Extra funding is being made available for superfast broadband in North Yorkshire. We've been finding out more from County Councillor Don McKenzie, who also tells us about a new piece of kit which could save lives in Harrogate.
North Yorkshire County Council, through its arm's length company, Ninet and Superfast North Yorkshire, is of course committed to expanding broadband provision, high quality broadband provision of a minimum of 25 megabits per second download speed to 100% of premises throughout the county. Now that's quite a challenge because North Yorkshire is the biggest county, it's a very rural county, and clearly the further you go into the remote areas, the less the commercial case for laying down fibre to provide premises with broadband. So that's where North Yorkshire is stepping in. We are now in phase three of that development. At the moment, we're running at about 87-88% of all premises in North Yorkshire have connection to high-quality broadband. By the end of phase two, in April next year, that will be up to around 91%. And phase three will take us upwards from 91% to something like 95 or 96%. Phase three is worth over £20 million, of which over £12 million is being put in by North Yorkshire County Council. And it is, of course, as you get closer to 100%, each premise costs a lot more to connect up. So whereas initial premises were only £100 or so, under phase two, it rose to about £500 per premise. But under phase three, it could be as high as £1,500 because of the fact that these premises are more remote. But nevertheless, we've set the money aside, we've committed the money. We are going through a procurement stage now, and phase three is expected to start early in 2017. And by its end, we'll be pretty close to 100%. We will, of course, still have 3 or 4% unconnected, but we have other options open for those as well.
And in this day and age where so many people rely on the internet for their work as well as their leisure time, it's really worth investing in these connections, isn't it?
It is. Many people describe good broadband provision as a utility as important as water, electricity, or for those who have it, gas. It's absolutely vital for all manner of lifestyles, whether it's running a business at home, booking a holiday or booking travel, for your children to be educated, because increasingly with use of iPads and other electronic equipment, broadband is essential, and also for telecare, telemedicine. In these days of declining budgets in the NHS, people are relying more, health providers are relying more upon telecare. And again, this is very good use as far as high-quality broadband is concerned. So absolutely vital. When people buy a house these days, they don't just think of location, they don't just think of what the house looks like, they also think, does it have good broadband provision?
And another vital tool in North Yorkshire's communities is public access defibrillators, and a lot more of them are being installed in different places, including Harrogate, and Valley Gardens has secured one of these devices, hasn't it?
Yes. I mean, this is very much a personal thing, but Valley Gardens is in my county division. I was approached by Reverend Sue Pierce recently, whose husband, she told me, had actually had his life saved because of the presence of a defibrillator many years ago. And she felt, and I agreed with her, that Valley Gardens, being the most popular publicly maintained gardens in the country, I could add also the most beautiful publicly maintained gardens in the country, where many, many visitors come along, it was important that such a facility also was completely safe for visitors. And we felt that a defibrillator in the gardens would add to that feeling of safety and the reality of safety as far as visitors to the gardens are concerned. So, yes, I've used some of my locality budget, £800, which is provided by North Yorkshire County Council, to buy a defibrillator. for Valley Gardens at the request of Reverend Sue Pierce. So I'm not quite sure when that defibrillator will be in place. It'll be in place very soon. I think we're deciding the best location for it. But yes, I think it's a very important piece of equipment to be added to the other charms of Valley Gardens.